Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah!
My. Good morning. We just want to thank God that sister said, this is my exodus. The sister said she used a scripture and using her life when God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt's hand. And that same thing she feel that she in her life she's been delivered for some things. And she said it's her exodus. But you ever just feel like that sometimes? There's some things you just know God brought you out of. You know, only God is only wise God can look at us and look at us in a way that he can show us him himself to us. I thank God always for his spirit. I thank him for how we, that when we come together, we come with love. You know, I'm privileged to be listen to a little bit. I got on real late. Didn't really hear this thing on some shit. I heard the ministry on yesterday. I got on real late. I want to say this here. I heard something in Brother Willie's voice. Didn't know what was going on. I figured something was going on because I ain't never really heard him like that. You know, and then he said later on in that I finally captured it when he was going on. He's been sick a little bit. I don't know what he's sick from or what medication he's taking. Didn't hear it, Red. A doc. Didn't hear it. But I do know one thing. God is a healer, you know. I know God is deliverer. And you played your song, you know. The old brother said, through the years, I keep on talking. And he kept on going around. He sung that song, I remember singing that song many years ago, that sometime in life you just gonna go through some things. But we find out that going through, when God have you, he can allow you to see the thing, but give you something to sustain through it. But I wanna pray for our brother today, you know. We always pray for our loved ones and people we do know. You know, we pray for the ones that don't even pray for themselves, you know. I heard something in his voice, you know. Sally, he was sick. He said he could regurgitate, you know. And, I don't know, he had some allergic reaction of what's going on. Only he know, you know. He know what's going on with his body, you know. But I want to just pray with him. And as y'all to pray with me with him, you know, And you know, the sick and shut in, we always lift it up to the Lord. But I want to let you know today is God is looking at us, and we always keep it in prayer, you know. He'll allow us stuff come by our way to sometimes let us know that he is there, you know. God wants us to call on him. God wants to keep him in your mind. Because we've been around this thing long enough to know that he's worthy to be praised. So we thank God for our brother. You know, he's trying his best to do things for the ministry of God, you know, and he has got a whole lot better than doing in that stage, you know. I know they got the ministry going on, and Sister Marion, I know they got the Tuesday thing and Monday thing, you know, they do here and there with it, you know. And, well, we want to just... not saying that we know everything go on with that situation, but we've been a part of it a few times. But I want to tell you this here, brother, we love you, and we're going to be praying with you. We know you, if you ain't traveling, you already about to travel to go through this race. You know, pretty much you probably already there. You know, I don't even know, but you know, only you can tell me that. But we want to pray for you. For not just because we've been praying for the traveling race, we want to pray for your health. You know, you got a race this coming up in these days, you know. And what I'm hearing your body, you know, talking about you might want to let me drive. Hold up. Leave me alone, brother. Now. You might want to let me let go of the trans breakers. Let it go real fast. But anyway, we want to thank our brother, you know, because I heard something bad in his voice. We're going to pray for what that is. I wish I knew what it is. If you can text me, brother, with a dog, we could petition God to what's going on with you. If not, we just wish for the prayer and say, God, you know what's in his body. You know what's going on, what medications he's taking. And Lord, we know that you know your son. So, Lord, we come before the throne of grace, Lord. Humble, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Knowing it's you, Lord, that who woke us up early this morning and started us on our way. Lord, we want to lift our brother up to you, Lord. Lord, I heard some of his voice yesterday, Lord. I don't know what's going on with him. I heard him say about he took some medication and someone telling him he might say he took a head, but whatever it is, Lord, if it's that, Lord, to make them regurgitate, Lord, we ask you, Father God, if it's to heal him, Lord, come out, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to cover our brother right now, Lord, with your love, Lord. Cover him with the things he that got going on in his body right now, as with his boys, you know. Yeah, I heard he had a good time on yesterday, Lord. But only you know, Father God, what's going on with him, Lord. And I thank God for prayer, you know. I thank you as we pray for one another at a time like this, Lord. We lift up anyone that's going through right now, any sick and shut in person right now, anyone that's got a little illness going on, or maybe some we'll call up to death, Lord. But we know you're a healer, Lord, whether they're on this side or on the other side. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Lord, while we come to you right now, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to give strength to the ones who are grieving right now, who are thinking about one of their loved ones, Lord. Maybe they lay the rest or about to lay the rest, Lord. There's some fresh, Lord, that you give strength there, Lord, to them, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you are there, Lord, and you're carrying us through, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord, that who can comfort us at such a time like this, Lord. Lord, so we ask you, Father God, right now, we get in your word. Lord, we ask you to concentrate us right now, Lord, as we meditate and present thy word today, Lord. Even when we're receiving the word, Lord, that we hear with your love, Lord. Keep peace there, Lord. Keep peace there, Lord. That when we bring the word, that you'll be the one speaking, Lord. Speak today, Lord, that someone might ask, what must I do to be saved? How can I enter into the kingdom, Lord? Let them know it be through the preached word. Some been coming many days, Lord, hear me, Lord. But they might need a little strength, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to strengthen them, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. If we decrease, we ask for you to increase. We love you. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to deal with a very familiar passage. You know, we're going to try to hit it and be God's will to bring some things out of it. Not saying you ain't never read it, but we want to read it a little bit. It's in Isaiah 55. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for what he already have did. And we believe that God he can give strength at such a time in our life, you know what I'm talking about? So that's why I believe the ministry, what we try to do over here, to get your day started. I may help you along the way if you have things in your heart and your mind. And we try to say things that you hear the Lord and let him comfort you by the way of the word of God. The word that I want to put in your heart, seeking the Lord and repenting. Seeking the Lord and repenting. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Seeking the Lord and repenting. So we come to you, asking you right now, if you have some on your heart and you want God to help you with it, it is a good time to ask God to help you right now. So what you saying, Brother Eric? I'm saying any time that you got the blood running warm in your vein, you got action to get this thing right. That's why we say, know the Lord know the Lord. Accept the Lord as your Savior before you leave this side of the field. We're going to leave. Oh, yeah, man don't know the hour. Man don't know the time. Just had a brother they talked about the other day. They said they were talking to him one morning. Next minute, get a phone call. Find out the brother had, God had transitioned him out of here. You know, and I'm going to tell you this. I might probably be the wrong person to listen to, but this death of y'all called and transition. You know why? Because I believe that's a good thing. Help me, Holy Spirit. I believe it is an awesome thing. Because I believe that when it gets bad, when you don't know him, that's the only time it's really bad. But if you know the Lord, and you know him as your Lord and Savior, my brothers and sisters, that is the best thing ever happened to you. Because you can get in his arms. Adam did something for us. He took us away from all the things God told him in the garden he can have. He took away when he took off the bidden of the tree, he told him not to eat of. And ever since then, we've been trying to get back to his arms. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus came and made a way that man can repent and come back to the Lord. So we ask you, let the Holy Spirit have his way in your life. Let him come in you right now and move in your heart. We lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge God in all our ways. So come to Jesus and let him help you. So we come in to, let's read a little bit, and if he gives something to help you with, pray for us. So we're looking in Isaiah 55. I'm gonna jump a little bit because I'm trying to go somewhere, and then if it be God's will, we'll try to do this thing a little on another day. Watch this here. Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That's a powerful scripture right there. We just told you something that what we all believe. You need to know the Lord before you get absent from this body. You need to have a relationship with the Lord. We believe, the body of Christ believe, that God, the God we serve, is really close right now. He is so close right now, man don't want to do what he has. All heavenly Holy Spirit. What you saying there, Brother Eric? He's telling us that when we are here and we hear his voice, he tells us not to harden our heart and receive what he's trying to say. So God is so near. The Bible said it's getting to a time that the Bible tells it's going to be a great falling away. Man's going to be not going to church. Women and children is going to be doing the same thing. And we seeing it right now. Now we hit a pandemic, right? And in that pandemic, it was because of the reason why we couldn't go to the physical church. We couldn't get in the physical church. Well, we are the temple of the Lord. Well, we've been taught so much that some kind of way we don't know the temple is. The temple is your body. Yeah. But when we go to the house of God, we go to worship in the house of God. But now we just couldn't go in at all. But we were seeking him because he was so near. The Bible said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He is near us right now. If you've been around this life and ministry of serving the Lord, watch this. He have said something to you to tell you to get on back on road. He might do something that somebody don't like what I'm going to say. He might transition somebody out of your life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then transit someone out of death, what I'm saying. And put them in the what we call rest. And here you is and say, I know I can do it without her or him. I can't focus without him or her. I mean, I'm hurting so bad because I can't hear him or see her. Let me tell you something. That pain, sometimes we can't explain how deep that pain is until you've been through it. But let me tell you something. God is a God of healing. God is a God. It'll be a father for a fatherless, a mother to a motherless, a brother to a brother, a brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin. He will be anything you need and comforts you in a time like this here. Now, the seeking is that we need to seek him. You know, some of us have fell short. Some of us falling short right now as we speak. I've said in the lesson, I said the lesson is pertaining to seeking the Lord and repent. Seek him and repent. Somebody said, well, I ain't did no wrong. But let me tell you something. We all, one scripture, we got to run back to it one more time. That's over in Romans 3:23. If you know it by heart, you already recited it. You know, you already got it in your heart, you know. And I don't know, maybe sometimes you just need to go back and might put it in your cup, you know, when you're around somebody that's really like they have never did it no wrong. They forgot where they come from. The Bible says, just not Eric. He said, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. Let me do a little reading with you. He said, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through the faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of sin that are past, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, through and then the forbearance of God. Declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and justified of him which believe in Jesus, whereas boasting then it is exclusive by the law of the word. Nay, but the law of faith. Help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith and with the deeds of the law. It is he is God of the Jews only, and he is not also the Gentile. Yes, the Gentile also seek. Look what it says, see it, that he is one God, which is we should be justified in circumcision by faith and uncircumcision by faith. Brothers and sisters, we are not under the law anymore. The law at the time when when Paul was trying to speak to the children of Israel, let them know that we are living by the grace. You can see at the time they were doing the circumcision, you know what I'm talking about? They take the foreskin off and cut it, you know what I'm talking about? And that shows them that everybody knows that they've been what? They're a part of the Jews, right? And that's what they did, Richard. They let you know that you are a part of the kingdom. Jesus said he didn't want that foreskin to think you're going to be able to get in because you cut some skin off. No, that ain't what it is, my brothers and sisters. He wants to circumcise the heart. He wants to circumcise the heart of man. That's why he told us not one of us, not now one of us can say that we done made it without no sin. Sometimes we're so deep in sin, sometimes we can't even smell ourselves. But God said this here, we all fall short of that. But come home. Come home. Come home, repent. Come home and ask God to forgive you. Give you strength from the Lord, because the Lord wants to strengthen you in such a time like this. He has made a way for us, my brothers and sisters, so each one of us can come in and accept the Lord, and he will help you along the way. That's why he tells us when we fall short. Now, I'm trying to talk about repent. I'm going to get off that scripture, right? But the scripture tells us, because I want to tie it to another one. It says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And Matthew tells us over here. Watch this now. Matthew 5:25. He said, agree with thy adversary quickly while thou art, look what it said, in the way with him, lest any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into a prison. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you know? Don't you know? Right there, you don't want to. You don't want that what you call, we call repentance, and you don't do it, and it causes yourself to be in prison of that sin. We learned one day that Jesus said, "Your Father, and you serve the sin. You are a servant to that sin." So He wants us to know when you're doing that. He said, quickly repent from that." That's what He told him when He said, "Agree with the adversary quickly." He wants you to quickly repent. So once it comes conscious to your mind, repent means not just quit for that moment. It means quit doing it all the way. And ask God where you're weak in. Wherever you're weak in, ask God for strength. Ask Him for strength. The Bible said, "Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil." That stuff is true. That stuff is really true. You can be so close in that, brother and sister. If you don't have no strength, you'll keep going back to it. You'll keep falling short in it. But let me tell you something. God wants you to come out. Help me, Holy Spirit. Come out and stay out of it. That's why He said, "Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him to return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him." And look what He said, "And to our God, for He is abundantly upon." I went back to Isaiah 55. In Isaiah 55, I read that 7, but I'm going to tie these two together so we have a real good understanding. He says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his," watch this, "his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. "And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He is abundantly pardoned." Help me, Holy Spirit. God, when you come to the Lord, like just He just did then, you come to the Lord and you tell the Lord, "I am undone." Because He already know it. We have to confess with your mouth, brother. You got to confess with your mouth, my brothers and sisters. You have to let the Lord know that something He already know. Lord, you know, you might not want to spell it out, but He already know it. He know you're a whoremonger. He know you're a liar. He know you're a cheater. He know you're a backslider. He know you're trying to change your gender. He know these things here. He wants you to confess it to Him. And then when you confess it, then you confess that what? That the Lord God has risen His Son from the grave, from that grave. And right, watch this here. Then you do like this. Then you believe in your heart that God had done this. And then confess out your mouth unto salvation. The Bible says you are saved. That is a form of repentance. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus, so right here, the writer Isaiah was telling them to get God's mercy, you need to ask for it. You need to forsake it. You need to stop that what you're doing and turn from it. Say, "You don't know what I'm doing. You don't have a clue what I'm doing." Let me tell you something. He hear your thoughts. The Lord we serve hears your thoughts. That's what the scripture just said. Look what He said right there again. He said, unto the unrighteous man his thoughts. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let him return unto the Lord. This stuff is good. This stuff will work any time in the day. Anytime you mess up, that's what I'm talking about, you can ask the Lord for forgiveness. We try to teach and preach that there is a way back to God. Well, the only way back to God is you open your mouth. You open your mouth and your heart to the Lord and tell, "Lord, help me. I've sinned and came short of the glory of the Lord." Now, you do have a lot of smart people. Maybe be listening to me right now. And the word says, "For my thoughts, your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so is my ways than your ways. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain come down and the snow from the heaven, and return not thither, but the water of the earth, and make it bring forth bud. Help me, Holy Spirit, that it may be given the seed to the soul, and the bread to eat thereof. Look at that. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. Look what it says, and it shall return unto me unvoid. That was it, void. But it should accomplish that which I please. He said, it should prosper in these things where I have sent it. But ye, I'm going somewhere, y'all. I'm going somewhere. Watch this. And ye should go out with joy and be led forth with peace. And the mountain of the hills should break. He said, and forth before you into the singing. And all the trees, here we go again, y'all, of the field to clap their hands. Help me, Holy Spirit. Boy, when I read that word there, I read it with good understanding. I read it that I know. I've been around the word a little while. I know the word as I read it, it's like that two-edged sword. It cuts you coming in, going out. I know there are some things we don't know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's some stuff God haven't given to the what we call the ones who are really walking close to him. And there are some things he's keeping from us, all of us. But I do know one thing he haven't kept from us is repenting. He wants us to know, even though we don't know his full mind, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't know the full mind of him, but he pardoned everything if you come to him. He'll pardon that. If you open your mouth and come to him, he'll give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. He'll give you that if your mind to be on him, he'll give you that everything will have you so frustrated. He will move it out, my brother and sister, and give you his love. Oh, I love his love. His love that he give us calls us to do some things we probably wouldn't do in the natural. The trees, my brother and sister. I told you a couple of days ago about a tree. Here you go again. The trees, the mountains break forth and sing, and all the trees shall clap their hands. My brothers and sisters, if you could just imagine in your mind looking at that tree, worshiping, praising God, and here you are human, and you won't lift up the voice of God and thanking him. Now watch this here. In advance, what he have done in your life, some of us been blessed, truly blessed. God have healed us and delivered us even before we even asked him, my brother and sister, before we even got enough nerve to say, Lord, before we said, Lord, you know what he did? He said, and shall they come to pass, that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. He's right there the same way, my brothers and sisters. We can pray to him. We can take our substance to him. But I like how he keep us humble, because he said, you just don't know me, my brothers and sisters. There are some my thoughts and my ways are so far from you is the heaven and it's to the earth. And let me tell you something. It's so far from the east to the west and the north and the south. There are some things that we know a few little things, but we don't know all things. Help me, Holy Spirit. He'll allow us to see it and do some things, but there's some things that it has to be him only doing it. What y'all mean by this? One man plant the seed. Help me, Holy Spirit. And another man add the water. But God does the increase in that. So we can just go so far in this old spiritual man in the flesh. We have to look into the Father and say, Lord, help me. Help me. That's why you always hear me say, help me, Holy Spirit. Because at a point, you want the people to hear what God has for them. At the point, then you want that what you saying that it apply to your life. Help me, Holy Spirit. I never want to teach and preach God's word and it don't focus back on me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't never want to teach and preach God's word and be self-righteous, like I ain't never did no wrong. I want to be like the way that you can be so transparent, that so he can use me in his service. So we go there again. We believe it. We believe in Ephesians. We believe in Ephesians of that 2 and 8. He said we are saved by grace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We saved by the grace. Nothing we did in the law can save us. And he said that he believed it. He said he messed it so plain for us that it let us know it's not by works. It's not by works. But it is by having faith in God, having faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord. It's going to change a lot of things in the life of people. That's what I said, this one thing. We're going to be very surprised who's going to be in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And very surprised who's going to be in here. But I'm going to tell you this in faith, his word will not come back void. If you stand on God's word and say something about God's word to someone, he has to take what he had to do. That's why when the man was saying to Jesus one day, he told Jesus, I healed in your name. I cast out demons in your name. And Jesus told him to get away from me. You're a work of iniquity. I'm telling you, brother and sister, the words he spoke for the Lord heard it. And he ministered through the brother. But his ways, the Bible says, they have the form of godliness and they deny the power thereof. What is you saying when you said again, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountain and the hill shall break forth before you into the and singing, and all the trees of the field, I'm going to watch this here, shall clap their hands. Help me, Holy Spirit. There ought to be some souls and things there. If the mountain starts singing, if the tree starts clapping his hands for what the things they have seen and know, boy, what is it going to take for us to start thanking God? What God had to do to get you in a certain spot? I heard my little friend said yesterday that he said he played this song every day. Yeah, he played that song every day. Yeah, when the gates swings open. He played that song every day. He said, that's what he said now. And you hear it's like a testimony. You know, to my, now he said, Lord, I'm calling through the storm and rain. He played it every day because it, when you listen to the word, it's come on like, I can see myself there. Lord, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to live your way. Lord, I'm trying. That's what old brother kept saying. I think his name was Otis. Yeah, I remember that song. It's an old song, too. And he said, I'm trying, Lord. Yeah. When you want to get God's attention, you know, you say, Lord, I'm trying. And then once you get there, God will give you a song in your heart. Maybe that might not be your song. Maybe you might be like some of us with the old hymn. Help me, Holy Spirit. Maybe you might be the one with the old hymn. You know what I'm talking about? You know, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. You might have been around that for a while. And Father, while I'm stretching my hand to thee, I don't know no other person to lift my hands to, Lord. I tried alcohol. Help me, Holy Spirit. It didn't soothe my stomach. Oh, I tried a little marijuana. Lord, it was there for a minute. Lord, I tried having 5-6 different men and women, Lord. It just didn't soothe me, Lord. Lord, I tried to rebel just to get some attention, Lord, but it didn't work, Lord. But since you are near, Lord, can I just, Lord, have mercy on me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Ain't nothing like that. This might drive you to the old song. Hey, it might drive you to the old song with Otis Clay there. It might drive you to the song. Or you get to looking at that song, the words of that song. It says, Lord, he said, I keep on talking. I like that thing there. He said, man, I know I did some things, but Lord, I keep on talking. I mean, he done been through some tough times, brother. He been through some tough times, my brothers and sisters, and he wants to open his heart to the Lord and say, Lord, because when you hear these, see, you can hear some song and you know somebody is in that song. Help me, Holy Spirit. What I mean by that? You can tell that song. You remember we played the song earlier? Some of y'all might have been on. The young lady said, deliver me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The young lady said, deliver me. That old song, when she said, deliver me, and she said, this is my exodus. You know what I'm talking about? See, when you hear someone start singing that song, and you start hearing that, and they start hearing the word of that song, and they break away. It used to be a time they had instruments. Now they go to these little studios, right, and they get the sound effects. But, boy, they used to have instruments, live bands. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You've been around a while. And they could, you can hide in the room, and they can change tune, right, so they can hide your voice. See, when you can sing, my brothers and sisters, help me, Holy Spirit, and you get all them horns, and you get the all the instruments to be along with you. And I remember one while they used to have a whole orchestra behind you, you know, playing with the violin and
the marine.
They have
drums.
All this behind you. And the drums, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and when you get there, that's what I'm talking about. Because I'm still right here. He said, what he said, Brother D? He said, for you shall go out with joy and be led with peace. In the mountain and the hill shall break forth. Let me say, break forth. Before you into singing. It's going to come before you. That's why my brother can see this thing. That's why my brother, when he hear the word of them songs he be trying to play over there, everybody said, boy, you playing the right song now, brother. You playing the right song right
now,
brother.
That's my
song now. You know how you
That's it.
You know,
that's it.
You know, for some of us, you know, some of us still look at some of that R&B, right? But you remember when we really were listening to it, we weren't thinking about how we listen to it now, right? But boy, when you can hear your song, that's my song now, brother.
That's
my song. He said, the mountains, man. Can you be somewhere and you see the praise? You start praising God so hard, and everyone around you, it just like fire. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's just put the right song on. Put the right song on.
That's it, bro.
Get in the right mindset and put the right song on. Even in something like that, Brother D. Watson, even like me and Brother D can't sing a lick, they say. You know, Dumma, we'll start
That's right.
singing.
That's right.
If you knew my story.
If you only knew.
You'll start singing. So what happened there? My mother, in a couple of days, right? This would be the day she passed on. In a couple of days, on the 29th, tomorrow, you know, 12 years from that day, you know what I'm talking about? And I know she looked, see, she had a piano. I didn't know why we had all that stuff in our house, bro. She get in there, and she just started playing a little piano. See, my family, I don't know how it scared me, Brother D, but, well, I got some cousin boy, I'm talking about some bad sisters, you know what I'm talking about?
They can run back.
They can go down. Say, man, my mother can play. Because my mother's mother, that's what she did. She played the organ in church. So she taught all her children how to read music. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And how to play, man. You know what I'm talking about? My mother can play real good, right? And so she had a piano to have. Now, this is crazy, man. But you know what I'm talking about? And she's playing it, man. She's singing it, man. Because she back then, when we were growing up, they sung a lot of 100s. Hit me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
They sung a lot of
100s. Right.
You know what I'm talking about? And they were singing them. You know, when they sang it, brother, they meant that because it was a different thing. They weren't singing
from the heart.
They were singing for they were singing from the heart. You know, they don't care if they get a dime. They just want to live their voice. That's what we see in the scripture. He said, once you break the praise. He said, once the hills see you, they catch on and start singing. Help me, Reverend. Brother D, help me. He said, and once they
Come on
see, then the trees start clapping their hands. Boy, I'm in the book. I can't get off that scripture, man. He said, well, what's the... Because you know what? Because he inhabits our praise. If you came over here today... If you came over here today, and you was heavy. I pray for there something in the scripture to let you know God is inhabit your prayer. You don't have to know everything to say, I love you.
Yes,
and then that song will take off. I love you. I love you. Today.
That's it.
The man's thoughts, because now he just moved away. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, I love I love God. You know, I love him so much, you know, because I do know he wants us to praise him, man. He wants us, somebody said, man, that's all you're going to do? Let me tell you something. When you go to the church, truthfully, that is a house of worship. You go there and worship.
Yes,
you go there to lift up. Now, right now, we are trying to get you to understand who you worshiping.
Amen. Oh, amen. Come on now.
we're trying to get you to understand who you worshiping and why you should worship him.
In the name of Jesus.
You can hear how I transition. It's not me anymore because I'm excited because I know the man. I know who I'm going to do it.
You take over.
So I want you to get on board and say, Lord,
get on board.
I don't want to sit here and see how he then went from one move and went to another move and to another height, because I'm like that mountain. I heard him singing, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
I have a saying in the law. Now I can't be still with it, Reverend. I can't be still with it, Brother. I can't. It's too good to me, man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to do this anyway. Just let me do something. Let me mess with my heart a little bit. Just let me do this 1 minute. I ain't did nothing with it.
Through the years. You keep on.
I keep on, darling.
My.
Lord, I'm calling. Boy, he's getting that thing, ain't he? He's getting it, man. Get that thing, boy.
He patiently waited, right? Yes, I am.
For the Savior. Come again. Swing over. Oh, you gonna do?
I keep marching on.
Until you come and carry me home.
But he said, thank you, Lord. I love when he says,
Thank you, Lord. Arms wide open. Ooh, that song. I'm like, dog, I can listen to it every day. I can listen to it every day.
But you do listen. Do listen to it every day. You know how you listen to it every day?
Yes,
because you tell the
in
Lord just like he did. It's sometimes,
yes,
watch this, you can say this right. It's sometimes you've been scolded. You've been rebuked.
Yes, sir.
You've been talked,
yes, sir,
about.
Talked about.
And you ask the Lord. And
yes,
you ask
you.
The Lord. Lord, teach me how to love these people. You know what I'm saying? I know you,
yes,
you do. You love them.
Yes,
you know,
sir. I love my enemies.
And now, Lord, I feel tired. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know I'm gonna, you, I'm,
yes,
I know
sir.
You're going to write my name above. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
I know
name. Yeah,
you know
it.
Why I know what? Because the Bible says there's two books.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to judge us,
yes,
out of it. Let's see about to find that. That's a little revelation right there. That's a little revelation right there. That's a little revelation right there. It is two books.
Yeah,
he's
going to
judge us out of
it.
Let's look at these books. Y'all don't mind. Let's go to Revelation 20. I don't know but Bible, y'all. That's y'all know. Don't know but Bible. Just kind of ignorant like that. Just don't know but Bible. Look what the Bible reads. Over in Brother D, 20 and 12. Look what it says in 20 and 12. I'm going to be through with this thing. He said, and I saw the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Small and great, standing before God. You hear what I said? John,
mm-hmm,
was on an island in,
yes,
prison, and God came to,
yes,
him and showed him some, ooh, spirit things and showed him this here. He said, I saw dead, small and great, standing,
mm-hmm,
before who? God. And,
hmm,
a book was open. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I said? And a,
yes,
book
was,
was,
yes,
open.
It was.
In,
yes,
the,
it
look
was.
What it said. In the other book, look what it said, was open. Now, I'm going to do this again. I saw,
ooh,
the dead,
that's two,
small and great, standing before,
mm-hmm,
God, and the book was open. And another book was open. That's two books, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's two,
that's
books.
Two,
and it was
all
that's two
day.
Books. He said,
every day.
He said, which is the book of life?
Yep.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and the dead works. Let me say, the dead were judged out of those things, which was written in the book according to their works. I'm in the book, y'all. There's two,
yes,
books.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And these books, see, you want to be in the book of life. You
life.
Want to be, when he look at you, his judgment is different when you look in the book,
amen,
of life. His judgment is just like the brother son while ago when he get to see him. He said, come up a little higher. With all that, all the things he was going through in that song, he said, just come up a little higher. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to bless you.
Welcome
this
home.
When he look at you through the book of life, my brothers and sisters, every sin you've done and you repent
it's
from
covered.
It, he doesn't remember
it's
no
covered.
More.
It's
he doesn't
yes,
remember
it
no more.
It's
he don't, it's just, look, you might bring it up to let people know you've done it. That's because you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He has forgiven you,
right.
And he don't remember it no more. He doesn't remember it no more. So he said, that book, out of those things which are written in the book according to thy works. So your works will be judged. Now, the things you're doing this time,
right,
will be judged. That's why we ask you to repent. You know, to watch what you're doing. But look what he said.
That's
the
it,
seed, if the seed gave up the dead, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, gave up, mm-hmm, the dead, which was in it, and them. Watch this, it, and hell dwells upon the dead, which was in them. On him. You see that? See, now this thing went from a carnal thing to a spiritual thing. Now,
mm-hmm,
physically been released from hell for a minute. Now, I got to judge you, Reverend.
Yeah.
I got to judge you, brother.
Judge.
He said, after death,
yes,
it's what? Judgment.
Come to judgment. Come to judgment. Come to judgment. According to Scripture, come to judgment.
Amen.
The word saying that.
The Bible said they will judge every man according to their work.
According to
the
word.
Dead in hell was cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever is not, watch this, not found in the book of life is cast, mm-hmm, into the lake of fire.
Into the lake of
help
fire.
If you,
word,
what I'm talking about, if you in the book of life, my brothers and sisters, perfect that you are. Perfect, you already know. You are knowing right now that you, if God come right today, you know for a shadow of doubt that you're making it. Watch this now. It won't be because you did everything right.
Oh, it won't be because you talked
every T and died. Because you talked every T and he let a little trial come and you mess up. It's when you stay in it. It's when you fall in and say, I'm stuck. I'm messed up. No, get up. It ain't how you fall. Mm-hmm. It's how you get up. I'm gonna do
how
this.
You get up.
I said I'm gonna keep on going, but then Jesus told him, God showed him, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And then he said, and I was in the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of the heaven, prepared a bride adored and her husband. And I heard a great voice from speak out of the heaven, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He should dwell with them, and they should be His people, and God, His people, should be with them and be their God. And God should wipe away not some of their tears, He said
all tears
from their eyes, and there should be
all tears.
Neither sorrow nor crying, neither should there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the
throne
said, behold, I make all things new. I'm in the book, y'all. And he said unto me, that's what he said, John said, he said unto me, write these words are true and faithful. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to know this here, that God has the plan already mapped out. The ministry is God's plan. Yes, it is. It is. It's our heart and desire to every man to make it. When I say man, I mean one man, child, all, everyone. It won't be because we're not coming over here every day to tell you the truth. You're not going to get in a lot of churches, physically churches, go to the word like this. They're going to stay somewhere to keep you coming. Because a lot of people don't like to talk about eschatology, the end time. You know, the brother just sung a song a while ago and told her he was ready. He said, let the gate come over, and I'm going to walk on in. He's what he said. He ain't with us no more.
When he left us,
I'm gonna tell you this here. You don't do this like that scripture said. When the singing went forth, the mountains start singing along with them. When you start making noise and all, everybody catch on. It's like a fire, right? And then that didn't happen. Now itself, he said the trees clapped their hands. Look at that there. So when you pass by a tree, remember we talked about this other day, when you pass by a tree and you see the tree moving back and forth.
Tree waving.
The tree is a little different. It can go all the way down and touch the ground. And then when that wind stops, it'll go back where it come from. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because he's rooted in something. It won't be unrooted. Help me, Holy Spirit. God wants us to get in this word. Let the engrafted word get in your heart. And let him stay with you. So and when time comes, we don't know the hour. The Bible said it'd be two men in the field. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it'd take one leap.
One.
Two women in the field. And they take one and leave one. We don't know what he's going to do. But we do know one thing. We want to be ready when he comes. Because that's that second death.
Amen.
Oh, here goes. That's when he's coming back, that second death, to pull us all out this thing. So I hope it was something, pray for things, was said that you could understand, and then you can apply it to your life today. I love that song because it ministered to us all. And I'm like Brother D. I got a song and I love that song too. But I got a lot of songs, Brother D.
Amen. That's it.
I ain't gonna do this long, y'all. I know you might hang up on me. I ain't gonna do it long. Watch this.
Amen.
You belong.
Yes, sir.
In thy service.
Yes.
I love them when I hear the words of some of the songs, man. They sang it from their heart. Even in her conviction, she's singing it. She said, if I stumble, Lord, right on this way. That's what I'm talking about. That is someone singing from their heart, knowing that there are some times that you're going to make some mistakes. But, Lord, use me in your service. Yes, sir. You tell me what God will do. Somebody said, you got to do this. Man, God can take somebody like a, I'm going to do this, y'all. I'm going to say it. He can take an ass while a man hitting him on top of his head and that ass look back at him and tell him, if I were to move one inch, as we told Bill, that angel right there with that sword was going to cut your head. So I know God can use people in this service. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't move without the Holy Ghost. Our sister gave us something. Terrifying moment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look how it reads. By God's grace, Matthew recovered, but I cannot remember any moment in my life as terrified as when I stood by his crippled, intense care. Yet I knew the Lord was near. As I talked with him through prayer, help me, Holy Spirit. In terrifying moments of life and all the other moments as well, nothing can bring comfort to the hurting heart like a reality of God's presence. Oh, I love that there. Nothing. I think. Thank you, Amos. Nothing. It said nothing can comfort to a hurting heart like the reality of God's presence and care. That's what happened now. The summit David wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." He said, look what he said, when you fear is overwhelming, the Lord is there. Help me, Holy Spirit. He comforts present. His comfort present will carry us through the deepest trial of this. Have you ever been through some trials and you know God lifted you? Have you ever been through some trials and you know God lifted you? When we read the summit right there, we know when David was going through something, and he said it is, and it's been paraphrased, right? But let me read it again. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me." That's Psalm 23 and 4. then he gave us a prelude there. He said, when fear is overwhelmed, the Lord is there. When fear is overwhelming, the Lord is there. He comforts, his comfort presence will carry us through our deepest trial. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you can get in tune with God, remember what she told us the other day, we can take a large problem to a larger God.
Don't let your
problem be bigger than God. Don't let
God
going in life, even facing death. Help me, Holy Spirit.
It can't
even
be bigger than God.
Death. God already knows it. Because he said a man is put here to die.
Yeah.
And then he told him, though he said a man was born by a woman, with a few troubles.
Of a few days. And it said was full of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, but he gave man relief, though. He gave man relief.
He said, "When peace, like a river, attend my ways. When sorrow is like a slip, born rowing, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well."
it is
well with my soul. I like that, though, man. Peace. The presence of God.
Soul.
See, that's what we tapped in a while ago. I believe when they was on that mountain, when he was on that mountain, when they heard the joy, the mountain broke up and singing, and the trees started clapping. I believe that's when you could be your worst top. You know what I'm talking about? You can be in the valley, even in the hill, and need the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And needing the Lord in such a time like this, Reverend, sisters and brothers, it is a good time to say, "Lord, I thank you." I love that song we just heard, both of them. But you know what? Lord, I have a testimony too. It's me standing in the need of a blessing, Lord.
It is me
standing in the need of a blessing. Lord, I need you to cover me, Lord. With your love, like just right now, the peace of his presence. When he come in, hey, man, I've been transitioning on this little thing I'm going to do in the real short time, and God is moving the puzzle. You know, he ain't playing checkers, man. He playing chess. You know what I'm talking about? He's playing, see, they playing checkers, but he playing chess.
And he going to win.
The strategy
and
is going to
win. And he going to win.
So,
Yes, he
took the victory.
Yes, he did.
He took that victory.
Took the victory.
From that death.
Yeah.
He took it.
Yeah.
Took the sting away from it.
That's
don't have
it.
No more pain. That's why
sting.
I got to read that. Death has it has no bearing on us no more. If death, and when I read this scripture, if you want to keep it in your margin, let's go to 1 Corinthians, y'all don't mind. Y'all don't mind. Can we go there?
No stain, no vein.
The scripture here, you can put this in your heart. Maybe you can recite it. But the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15, you know, I'm on overtime right now. Watch this. "O death, where is thou stain?" This is 1 Corinthians 15 and 55. Mm-hmm. He said, "O death, where is thou sting? O grave, where is thou victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's it. That's what's that's it. That's it. That's it.
Thanks be to God.
Give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, help me with this, Brother D. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abound in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that the labor is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unremovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that the Lord is not, look at it, labor not in vain in the Lord. I know people.
No matter what you're going through,
they look at this thing. The death triples up real bad, you know. So we don't know the fullness of it. Death. Some people say I don't want to be in a casket because I could just thinking about being in a casket. You know. Be terrified, brothers and sisters. There is a transition there. You're not gonna be in that.
If you're right with the Lord, you're not
going to be at rest. It has to go back.
Yeah, listen.
You can cremate it.
Yes, sir.
You can cremate it.
It's still going back to there.
It's still going back. Yes, sir.
He said ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Dust to
back to dust. Right.
So we say this with love. If it was something said that you couldn't understand, if it was something was misinterpreted that you might want to clear it up for us, you can hit the one button, you know. If it was something you love about it, you can hit the one button. We are in a time that God inhabits our praise. We played two songs while ago that I believe came from the heart. And I believe that if you listen to it's almost like a testimony. You know, the songs were.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That you can put yourself in them songs. Use me, Lord, in thy service.
In thy service.
And look at here. When the gates swing over, you know, them. Yeah, you know. I don't know about you. He said, he didn't say, I'm going to look at the gate. He said, when that gate opens, I'm going to walk on in.
I'm going to walk on in. Thank you all.
We thank you for your prayers, and we ask you to keep the ministry praise up, man. This week can get a little sharper for most, but we want to always tell you this here. If it be God's will, you know, if he's allowed to make it to see another day, we'll try to be here tomorrow at the same time. But we ask you, if you need prayer, if it's something that someone said before we get on, you can hit the one button. You can text us, you know, we'll pray about it, you know, we're going to pray for the ones that are already there at the track and pray for the ones that are traveling to that race this weekend, you know, for God to bless them going and coming, even going down the track, you know, and have fun, you know. Nobody getting, you might get a little light in the pocket, you might get a little heavy in the pocket, you know, wherever it is, you know.
I got to go and meet my brother, don't see y'all.
Yes, sir. And we thank God for that Holy Spirit. So we just say if it's something again, if it's something you want us to go back over, we will. But if not, you know, we say it often, you know, come back tomorrow and do this. And bring a friend with you. Bring somebody back with you. And perhaps it be somebody probably never heard the ministry before, or it might be something that one we ain't heard in a while. And let me tell you something, we're not stopping. Nobody from coming nowhere. Everybody, this is a house of worship and prayer. We believe that. We come in love and meekness. We don't make nobody do nothing. We do ask people to speak. We do ask people you hear me now, but don't think I don't never ask nobody. I present it out, you know. If they don't do it, I just keep on pushing, you know what I'm saying? But we ask you to pray for the ones to help in the ministry. It was the Reverend Henry, Brother D, and Brother Nutty when he get a chance, and Martha when she give us them nuggets, man, them beautiful nuggets, man. And we try to convey what we got and get out of here, you know. And hopefully it'll help you do along the day. Hopefully it'll help you to have a good day and help you strengthen you in some of the things you want to call your Christian journey. We love you, though. We love you and we thank you. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. So now, no one hit the one button. No one sent the text. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that has been in this place today. We thank you for how you minister unto us, Lord. We surely ask you, Father God, if it was something we said that someone doesn't understand. It was something we said that we missed the mark with the understanding of explaining. Lord, help them with them, Lord. Help them with it so they can understand the word, Lord, and so they can apply it. We told them about repenting, Lord. While you're here, seek the Lord and repent. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord, when we fall short of that, Lord, that we see your glory, Lord, one day. And you say, well done, my faithful servant. Come on, walk high. You was over a little bit of time, but make you rule over many, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Lord, we pray for the ones who are doing this traveling for this racing, going back and forth. We live up for a certain racing event, Brother Cole, them race over in Memphis, you know. I'm understanding it might be the last year there, too. So, Lord, we ask, let them have a good time there, Lord. Let them have a good time there, Lord. And let it be a little laughter and something we can, they call having fun, Lord. But let it not be getting out of hand, man. Let everybody keep their composure, man, and be safe and put their safety stuff on and don't be trying to get out there and do something that they know is unsafe, Lord. So we ask you to cover the drivers where they're driving the car to the track and on the track. And, Lord, the ones about there, you have to way they don't mess up and mess them up, do something in the way, like fans get in the way. So, Lord, we just ask you to come to that event. Bless any events that are coming up as well. So we ask you, Lord, as we leave and depart, Lord, it be your will, Father God, for tomorrow, Lord. We ask you, Father, give us that word from above on high, Lord. And let it rest in your people's heart. That it will help them all day. And we thank you all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Serving the Lord will pay off.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
After a while.
After a while.
after a while.
Physical, beautiful.